What's up, everyone? Welcome to the January 27th edition of DraftKings Tournament Plays presented by PrizePicks. I'm your host, Adam Scherer. You can find me on Twitter at ShipMyMoneyDFS. And as a reminder, you get one free month of Osmo Plus Platinum when you sign up and make a deposit at PrizePicks. Be sure to use the code Osmo to receive a 100% first deposit bonus up to $100. We only have two NBA games tonight, so this is going to be a little bit of an abbreviated video, but still going to take a look at a few of the top tournament options as things currently stand. We do have some injury news that we're waiting on, but of course, not nearly as much as usual since we only have two games. Still, be sure to tune into the Deeper Dive and Live Before Lock from 5:30 Eastern up until tip on the Osmo YouTube channel. Starting at number three today on DraftKings, Talen Horton-Tucker, $3,500, projected for 10% ownership, 15% chance of being in the optimal lineup. He's only small forward eligible. He's averaged 0.78 DraftKings points per minute this season. There's not much of a floor on Horton-Tucker for a couple of reasons. For one, the Lakers have just an interchangeable cast of not very good wing players that they can use in any given game. You could potentially see Dwight Howard reemerge into the rotation in tonight's matchup against Joel Embiid and Andre Drummond. That potentially takes minutes away from Horton Tucker and or the other wings. But at the same time, Horton Tucker's only $3,500. He does have a decent ceiling here, considering that if he plays well, he has a path to 24 or 25 minutes. And like I said before, he's averaged 0.78 DraftKings points per minute this year. If he just puts up that level of production and is on the floor for 24 or 25 minutes, that's going to pay off pretty nicely at relatively low ownership and a near minimum salary price tag. Number two, sticking with the Lakers, sticking with kind of the same type of player, Malik Monk is projected for 18% ownership. He has a 25% chance of being in the optimal lineup. He's a little bit more expensive than Horton Tucker at $4,500, but he's also, I think, a little bit safer in terms of his playing time. Monk has been a high upside option at times this year. He doesn't have that same ceiling now that you have all three of Westbrook, Davis, and LeBron healthy, but you do still have Monk coming off the bench. He's going to get his opportunities with that second unit. He's averaged 0.85 DraftKings points per minute so far this season. He's a little bit more flexible than Horton Tucker as well, with point guard and shooting guard eligibility. And then number one, the top tournament option as things stand right now on DraftKings is Andre Drummond at $3,800, projected for 21% ownership with a 28% chance of being in the optimal lineup. Normally you wouldn't be too comfortable going to Drummond because, you know, he's backing up Joel Embiid and there's only so many minutes available there. But his price tag has gotten to just a lower level than it really should be at. Even if you expect 15 to 16 minutes from Drummond, he's averaged 1.25 DraftKings points per minute this season. So even if he plays his normal 15, 16 minutes at 3,800, there's a pretty good chance he's one of the better cheap value options on the slate. And if anything does happen to Embiid, whether that's blowout, foul trouble, brief trip to the locker room, whatever, any extra minutes that Andre Drummond gets are extremely valuable because of how productive he is when he's on the floor. If you even see something like a 28-20 split for one reason or another where Drummond's getting to 20 minutes, he's going to look like one of the best plays. Like if you told me that Andre Drummond was going to play 20 or 21 minutes, he'd probably be in every lineup that I built. Obviously, you can't make that assumption, but it just reiterates how close he is to just being an absolute necessity on a slate like this at this price point. So to recap, the top three tournament options on DraftKings, Talen Horton-Tucker, number three, Malik Monk, number two, and Andre Drummond, number one.